Letty was the girl we met right at the very end. She lives in the farm at the end of the road. And she's 11. And she's been 11 for a very long time. And she lives there with her mum and her grandmother, old Mrs. Hempstock. And there's a lovely bit in the book where actually Letty gets to explain to him that there are no adults. That inside every adult is a kid, and that, you know, nobody actually looks on the inside like we do on the outside. She says that there are, of course, no adults, there are no grown-ups, except for Granny. But Granny's really old, and she does remember the Big Bang. So.
It's interesting that this idea of adults have to pretend to be something they're not in front of children, but then also your epigraph for the book. Something Maurice Sendak said about remembering his own childhood. He said, "I knew terrible things, but I knew I mustn't let adults know I knew. It would scare them." And so children are doing the same thing as adults, aren't they? They're hiding things that they're scared of so that their parents don't know.
I think it's not even that children necessarily hide the things that they're scared of. I think it's the idea that kids sometimes have a much clearer view of the darkness than adults do. Kids sometimes like themselves less. Adults are very good at fooling themselves.
And you mentioned the Hempstocks there, these three women, a grandmother, a mother, and a little girl who live at that farmhouse at the end of the lane. And you said at the end of your acknowledgements to the book, "Lastly, my thanks to the Hempstock family who, in one form or another, have always been there where I needed them." And we've encountered Hempstocks in your books before. They're sort of part of your personal mythology.
They are. I mean, this batch of Hempstocks. The truth, people ask me if this book is autobiographical, and it's not. It's all full with made-up stuff. The family isn't my family. The kid isn't quite me, it's pretty close. But the landscape is the landscape of my childhood. And when I was about 8, 9 years old, I learned that one of the farms down the end of our lane went back to the Doomsday Book. And of course, I didn't actually think of that as, you know, 1,000 years ago, it would have been some huts or a hole or something. I just assumed this nice red brick farm was a good 1,000 years old. And I thought, well, I wonder if the people who live there have been there for the last 1,000 years. Wouldn't it be interesting if it had just had the same people living there for 1,000 years? And that sat in my head. And the family got called the Hempstocks somewhere in my early teens. And I didn't have a story to go with them, but I loved the family. And so when I came to write Stars, Daisy Hempstock came in there, and I just sort of assumed that she was distantly related. And then when I came to write the Graveyard Book, I had Liza Hempstock. Well, definitely Liza Hempstock. She's definitely part of this family. I kept thinking, wouldn't it be fun to do something with the Hempstock family? Except, of course, they lived at the end of my lane, in my head. And it wasn't like I could send them somewhere else. So at the point where I started doing the story, so it's the end of my life, I said, good, finally, I get to bring them on. And having lived in my head for so long, it was no longer impressive that they were 1,000 years old. So very, very quickly, in my head, I thought, actually, you know, Letty Hempstock, the youngest of them, says that her duck pond is the ocean.
Yeah.
And she says that they came across the ocean a long time ago from the old country. And her mother, Mrs. Hempstock, says that Letty's got it completely wrong because she doesn't remember the really old country, because that sank beneath the waves.